学英语修订本听力第三册第四盒
11. Cities 1. Part A. Micro listening.
Communicative function. Offers or requests. Drill 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Each sentence is either an offer or a request. Listen carefully and write O for an offer and R for a request.Examples. How about a cup of tea? Will you please pass me the salt?
1. Would you like some more soup?
2. Would you answer the door, please, Maggie?
3. Can I help you?
4. Can I have your names, please?
5. Will you show me around the campus?
6. Read the first paragraph, will you?
7. Won't you sit down and have a drink?
8. Shall I take your coat?
9. Can you pick me up tomorrow?
10.How about another cup of coffee?
Drill 2. You will hear 5 sentences. Each will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write them down.
1. Shall I take it downstairs for you? Shall I take it downstairs for you?Shall I take it downstairs for you?
2. Do you want me to have it copied?
3. I hope you won't make any noise. I hope you won't make any noise. I hope you won't make any noise.
4. Would you care for a walk with me in the park?Would you care for a walk with me in the park? Would you care for a walk with me in the park?
5. Remember to mail the parcel, will you? Remember to mail the parcel, will you?Remember to mail the parcel, will you?
Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Welcome to our city.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer.To each question you hear. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I want to see the West End.
How much time do you have?
Just one day.
Well, what do you particularly want to do?
I want to visit museums, art galleries, Buckingham Palace, do some shopping, go go to the theater.
But you only have one day.
That's right.
Well, you can go shopping in the morning.
Where?
In Oxford Street.
How do I get there?
You can walk through Hyde Park. It's quite near.
Good. What time do the shops open?
At 9.
Are there any restaurants in Oxford Street?
Yes, there are lots. You can have lunch there.
Are there any museums near Oxford Street?
Yes, the British Museum. You can go there in the afternoon.
Good. What time does it close?
At 5.
I want to go to the theater in the evening.
Well, there are many theaters near there.
Where exactly?
In Shaftesbury Avenue. You can take a bus from the British Museum.
Wonderful. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
Question number 1. What city is being talked about in the dialogue?
Question number 2. Which tourist attraction is not mentioned in the dialogue?
Question number 3. What is not listed in the man's schedule of his tour of the city?
Question number 4. What can be learned from the dialogue?
Question number 5. What can you infer from the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and complete the following chart with what the woman suggests to the tourist. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I want to see the West End.
How much time do you have?
Just one day.
Well, what do you particularly want to do?
I want to visit museums, art galleries, Buckingham Palace, do some shopping, go to the theater.
But you only have one day.
That's right.
Well, you can go shopping in the morning.
Where?
In Oxford Street.
How do I get there?
You can walk through Hyde Park. It's quite near.
Good. What time do the shops open?
At 9.
Are there any restaurants in Oxford Street?
Yes, there are lots. You can have lunch there.
Are there any museums near Oxford Street?
Yes, the British Museum. You can go there in the afternoon.
Good. What time does it close?
At 5.
I want to go to the theater in the evening.
Well, it's near there.
Where exactly?
In Shaftesbury Avenue. You can take a bus from the British Museum.
Wonderful. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Have a good time.
Passage. Tokyo. A city rebuilt.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Tokyo, the capital of Japan, is one of the largest cities in the world. It is one of the world's most modern cities. Twice in the 20th century, the city was destroyed and rebuilt. In 1923, a major earthquake struck the city. Thousands of people were killed, and millions were left homeless as buildings collapsed and fires broke out throughout Tokyo. It took 7 years to rebuild the city. During World War II, Tokyo was destroyed once again. As a result of these disasters, there is nothing of old Tokyo remaining in the downtown area. After the war, the people of Tokyo began to rebuild their city. Buildings went up at a fantastic rate, and between 1945 and 1960, the city's population more than doubled. Because of the Olympic Games held in Tokyo in 1964, many new stadiums, parks, and hotels were built to accommodate visitors from all over the world. As a result of this rapid development, however, many problems have arisen. Housing shortage, pollution, and waste disposal have presented serious challenges to the city. But the government has begun several programs to answer them.
Question number 1. What kind of city is Tokyo?
Question number 2. What major event or events happened in Tokyo in the 20th century?
Question number 3. Which of the following problems is not mentioned in the passage?
Question number 4. What has brought many new problems to Tokyo today?
Question number 5. What is the main idea of the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Tokyo, the capital of Japan, is one of the largest cities in the world. It is one of the world's most modern cities. Twice in the 20th century, the city was destroyed and rebuilt. In 1923, a major earthquake struck the city. Thousands of people were killed, and millions were left homeless as buildings collapsed and fires broke out throughout Tokyo. It took 7 years to rebuild the city. During World War II, Tokyo was destroyed once again. As a result of these disasters, there is nothing of old Tokyo remaining in the downtown area. After the war, the people of Tokyo began to rebuild their city. Buildings went up at a fantastic rate, and between 1945 and 1960, the city's population more than doubled. Because of the Olympic Games held in Tokyo in 1964, many new stadiums, parks, and hotels were built to accommodate visitors from all over the world. As a result of this rapid development, however, many problems have arisen. Housing shortage, pollution, and waste disposal have presented serious challenges to the city, but the government has begun several programs to answer them. Number 1. The reconstruction of Tokyo after the earthquake was not completed until 1930.
Number 2. There is nothing of old Tokyo remaining in the downtown area because of World War II.
Number 3. Between 1945 and 1960, many stadiums, parks, and hotels were built to meet the needs of a growing population.
Number 4. The people of Tokyo do not give up easily.
Number 5. The government is making plans to deal with the problems facing Tokyo today.
This is the end of Lesson 11. There are many theaters.